I remember a preacher telling a story that impacted his life. He was a young boy in California, and his dad worked across town at a factory. And he'd get up in the morning and walk across town with dad. And every day the dad would stop at a little store, and he'd buy a newspaper to read on his lunch break. So one day they're getting across town to the factory, and dad looks up and realizes he had inadvertently picked up two papers. It wasn't that big a deal. It just cost a dime. And he thought, I'll just pay for it tomorrow. But then, no, I better take it back today. Dad, why do you want to take it all the way back across town today? He said, well, number one, I don't want someone else to miss this paper that might want to read it. But number two, that man's not a Christian, and he knows I am. It's important that he knows I'm an honest man. So they took it back across town, took that paper back. 1 week later, that store was robbed about the time that his dad and only one other man had come in. And when the police showed up, the store owner said, it could not have been this man. He's so honest, he came all the way back across town just to return a paper. And the police soon caught the real man. And the preacher talked about how much that impacted him as a little boy. Fairness and honesty is something you don't compromise. Some of you who've been members here for some years remember Doug McKnight. Doug was my model on this value. Remember, Doug suffered from MS, lived all the time that I knew him in a wheelchair. One of my favorite Doug stories, Doug would order a pizza from Pizza Hut once a week. And he knew how much it would cost, and he'd write his check. Well, one time, his daughter Tara was home, and the pizza showed up, and Doug gave the delivery girl a check. And Tara noticed Doug had not tipped her. And Tara had been a waitress at Chili's and lived on tips. Said, Daddy, you need to tip somebody. If you're not going to tip, you shouldn't order a pizza. Well, for 2 weeks, Doug didn't order a pizza. He missed it so bad, his conscience bothered him. So he got his checkbook out, and he counted every time he'd order pizza that year. And he ordered another pizza, and that girl showed up, and he paid for the pizza, and then he gave her a $75 tip. I'll tell you something else about Doug. When he really turned his heart toward God after he discovered he had MS, he realized he'd cheated God on his tithes. And so he went back and he figured out how much money he made. He's an accountant. He kept records of stuff like this. And he figured out, over the course of his married life, he had cheated God of $42,000 in his tithes. And even though he's in a wheelchair and can't work anymore, he and Pam set themselves on a course to make that right. And 1 year before he died, Doug had paid back that $42,000 that in his heart he knew he owed the Lord. Now you be fair with all men and be more than fair with the poor.